on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Robin Chambers joins us. She's the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. And Robin, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Dee, for having me on.
I was saying off the air how time, this was totally unplanned, how timely it was to catch up with you today. We monthly have the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio with us to update us on what they're doing, what kind of assistance they need, and what have you. And they will be on the show shortly today, shortly after our visit. So much appreciate all that you do, not only for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, but crisis pregnancy centers in general. And today, we really wanted to focus on a website. I was going to say a new website, but not sure. Is this a new website set up to help these centers get the grants they need to operate?
Yes, we actually just launched that middle part of March. And so we're not even 30 days in, but that is something that we created so we can talk directly to those pregnancy centers that are on their front line, having conversations that are life and death conversations every single day.
Well, it's important then if you are involved with a crisis pregnancy center in your area. Now, we're speaking to New Mexico, 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho, and you know, from Belen to Bernalillo and Sandia Park to Socorro, and then Las Cruces listens at 88.1 FM, Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis at 90.7 FM, and actually working to get Portales back on the air, but lots of listeners at KLYT.FM around the state as well. So if you are involved with maybe volunteering or working at a crisis pregnancy center, or maybe you're one of those who are already taking some of your resources to support the efforts of these crisis pregnancy centers, it's important that they all know about this resource. And before we press on and kind of walk through what's available on the site, Robin, I want to give out the website. Just go to clifegrants.fotf.com. FOTF, of course, Focus on the Family. So it's clifegrants.fotf.com. And Robin, let's jump right in on that homepage. What are the crisis pregnancy centers going to find as they land there?
Oh, great question. And I have to say, one of the reasons that Focus designed and developed and launched this website is for pregnancy centers primarily. But one of the things that we kept hearing from centers was, oh, I didn't know Focus did that. So after the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe, we had a lot of people say, are pregnancy centers really even needed? And oh my goodness, the answer is a resounding yes. Yeah. Because you know this, you know, being in New Mexico, you all have some pretty lenient pro-life laws, not a lot of protection for women and their preborn babies. And so this was a way for us to get in front of pregnancy centers to say, Focus on the Family loves what you do. We support what you do. And here are all the grants that you can have access to. And the reason we do that is because we know they're on the front line and they're serving those women day in and day out. We just get the joy of coming alongside with grants that pregnancy centers have told us they desperately need. Of course, ultrasound machines, but you need to have nurses training if you have a machine. It doesn't do you any good if you have a machine and no one to run it. But also abortion pill reversal, because we know that there's so many women who are buying the lie that this somehow fixes a problem as if pregnancy is a problem. And so this really was a way for us to digitally get in front of all those centers and say, we are here for you. And guess what? We have 11 different grants to support you and the work that you're doing day in and day out. And Steve, I don't know if you know this, but you have a late term abortion provider in Las Cruces. And so women are being harmed. And so this is a way for us to continue to support all of those pregnancy centers that are doing an amazing job.
Yeah. You couldn't say enough about New Mexico and its danger, you know, the danger that it provides to the innocent, the unborn. It is a world destination for abortion. And, you know, let's revisit a little bit. I mean, what you mentioned after the Dobbs decision, just a reminder for those who may have forgotten or never understood, this sent the decision whether or not abortion was legal back to the states.
Correct.
The battle is real. It's raging as much as it ever has. Any statistics, Robin, that you want to share in way of what's happened? I mean, I somewhat know what's happening in New Mexico, and I don't know how else to say it. It's sick.
It's evil.
Yeah. Can you share some of the reality that continues to happen in spite of the reversal of Roe through the Dobbs decision?
Yes, and you were right. You know, when the Dobbs decision happened, abortion did not go away. And that was one of the things we talked about quite a bit, was just a reminder to your listeners, our supporters, that abortion's not going away. It went back to the states. And so now we have 50 battlegrounds instead of the one big one. So what that means that there are states who can decide whether or not they're going to protect women. And that sounds very harsh, but that's the reality. And you are right. New Mexico has become a destination state for abortion because a lot of the women from Texas, where there's a heartbeat bill to protect women and their preborn children, those young women are coming into your state because, again, they're buying that lie. And one of the things I think is most concerning to me, the latest report from Planned Parenthood shows an increase in abortions. And so that's on the Planned Parenthood website. That is theirs. That's their statistics, not ours. We're not making that up. But there's an increase in the number of abortions 2 years in a row. And that was post the Dobbs decision. And then the most recent report from the CDC says that 70% of all abortions will be done through the abortion pill. And the most egregious thing about the abortion pill is there's no supervision from a physician. There's no confirmation of pregnancy. And those young women have no idea what they're doing in their bodies. There's another report from the Ethics and Public Policy Council stating the FDA was not honest in reporting the adverse side effects from 865,000 women that they tracked over a period of time, 11% more dangerous to women than the FDA originally stated. And so there's a lot of data out there. We're not just raising, we're not raising the alarm just to raise the alarm. There really is an effort by the pro-abortion side to target women, to harm women, to exploit women, and pushing the abortion pill. And it is time for us to stand up and stand strong against that. And that's what pregnancy centers do every single day.
Yeah, well, those standing on the pro-life side are just that, pro-abundant life, we like to say, right? And you mentioned the attack on women in more ways than one. And the truth is, we've talked about this too when we visit with our local crisis pregnancy center, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, just the fact that the abortion industry is just that. It is a money making machine, and it's evil, and there's people in it that, you know, to be quite honest with you, we've seen people come out of that industry that are strong advocates for pro-life causes, and there's a veil there with some people know exactly what they're doing, but the truth is, when you try to take money away from someone that's making it hand over fist, and they're not going to be happy about it. So the battle is real. And, I think we've kind of spoken sufficiently to that. I really want to get back to focusing on what's so positive is the clifegrants.fotf.com, the website that's been set up. And what crisis pregnancy centers will find there, there's opportunity to schedule a call to talk about available grants and other links on the website, including to be able to get pregnancy resources. Do you want to speak to that some, Robin?
Yes, and that was the other thing that was so important on that website is to let pregnancy centers know that Focus on the Family, I mean, this goes all the way back to Dr. Dobson and his legacy and foundation, was to never charge a pregnancy center for resources that we are designing and developing for them to use in a counseling situation in their centers. And Dr. said, I want to bless them. Well, when there was that change and Jim Daly is now our president, he said the same thing. He said, we are going to continue that legacy. Pregnancy centers are on the front line. Robin, what can we do? How can we continue to support them? And so that was one of our biggest, I would say, biggest challenges was how do we still continue to get in front of pregnancy centers with resources that we know is that will really help that young woman. And so we've actually changed a lot of our resources into digital formats because those young women don't want to carry out a booklet. They want something on their phones. They've never not had a phone. And so that was one way that we can get in front of them, but that's through the pregnancy center. And see, that is so important to remember. We want these young women going into a pregnancy center, not a Planned Parenthood or another abortion provider. And you hit the nail on the head with the industry, the abortion industry. Well, guess what? Pregnancy centers do not make one dime from a decision that that young woman is making. Everything they do is free for her. Pregnancy center staff, they counsel, they give them options, they talk about all their choices, they do free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds. And who can say that? What abortion provider can say they do anything free? And so that's one of the reasons that we developed something called Encourage, I-N-Courage, and that's a play on words to say she is courageous in coming in and finding out ways that she can find support to continue that pregnancy and not take the life of her child. And so that's on that website as well. For any pregnancy center that wants resources, we are there.
Yeah, what a great source of education I know these crisis pregnancy centers are, and they do so much more than provide opportunity for, in crisis pregnancies, including outreach to him as well as her, if you do get yourself educated a little bit about this whole issue and understand that he has a great impact on what decision she's going to make. But the content that's provided by Focus on the Family to crisis pregnancy centers is invaluable. We mentioned the ultrasound machines, and we've talked about it on this show before. I'm going to repeat it because I love the fact that if a woman considering an abortion gets an ultrasound at a crisis pregnancy center, I've heard stats as high as over 80% of them change their mind. That is a member of your team that you want working as often as possible. And Focus on the Family makes that possible to the crisis pregnancy centers. And actually, I want to kind of bring this around to, we've been talking to crisis pregnancy centers, those involved, those who support them, to be aware of this site that helps them find the grants they need, the resources they need. They don't take government money. Right. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque does not, and many, if not most, of the crisis pregnancy centers don't. We know that the abortion clinics do. They are heavily funded, not only by the government, and believe it or not, continue to be done so by the government, but by those that are paying for their services. But at the website at clifegrants.fotf.com, the crisis pregnancy centers have opportunity to get the information about getting these grants. Now, you as the listener, and maybe you're not supporting a crisis pregnancy center, or you don't work there, or you don't know someone who does to give them this information. Well, be aware of it. In the event that you do, you can share it with them. We also wanted to take time to let you know by supporting the efforts of Focus on the Family, and you can find out more about Focus on the Family at focusonthefamily.com or your local crisis pregnancy center. This is a way that you can fight this real fight that we've talked about. And as we put a bow on our conversation, Robin, I want to throw it back to you for any other final comments that we haven't covered And we want to before we wrap it up.
Well, thank you. One of the reasons that I would love to have your listeners go to that site is to learn, to really understand and be educated about what pregnancy centers do, the breadth of their services. I don't know if people really understand everything that they do. So this is a way for your listeners to, and like you said, get involved. You know, maybe the Lord is laying on their heart, hey, I can go volunteer, or I can do their walk, or you know what, I can go sort baby clothes, or you know what, if God's blessed you financially. Our pregnancy centers are 100% donor funded, and you're right. They do not take government money, and that's very deliberate on their parts. Same thing with Focus on the Family. We are 100% donor funded, and all of the grants that you see on that website are covered because of the faithfulness of our donors, and that's their way. God has said, what's your yes? You can say yes to something and ask God what your yes is. And a lot of times it's that financial giving. And so that allows us to support those 2,800 pregnancy centers. And we have done over 3,500 grants in the last 20 years and want to continue to do even more. And so that's a great way for your listeners to get educated on what a pregnancy center does, where their local pregnancy center is, and then finding out a way to get involved.
Yeah, save a life, support the cause. We've been visiting with Robin Chambers. She's Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. And Robin, always appreciate your time. And it is an honor and a privilege to co-labor with you in this fight.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me on. And thank you for standing firm in your convictions and getting the word out and so we can do this together.
All right. Hey, listen, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, they are on deck and ready to come in and let us know more about what they're doing, including open houses coming. Next month, they will be the featured ministry on KLYT. You'll find any of the featured ministries that we're doing each month on the homepage at klyt.fm. But we'll talk more as they join us in studio coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.